Joni Ernst, come on up here and feel some love.
Oh, God bless you. God bless.
Folks, that's not good enough. Let's show her some love.
Thank you, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Please be seated. Sit down, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is so great to be with the Republican Party tonight. I look out across this great crowd and all the doubts that I have, you know, all these presidential Democratic candidates trouncing all across the state and sowing discord. All I have to do is look at all of my great friends out here, and I know, folks, that we are going to be okay. So thank you so much for your faith. I appreciate it. So I think, Senator Grassley, thank you so much for being just the greatest mentor that God could have given me in the United States Senate. Thank you so much, Senator Grassley. And to Chairman Kaufman, of course, thank you for bringing in another dear friend of mine, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who will be blessing us this evening. He gave us a taste a little bit earlier of what's yet to come tonight. And folks, we are in for a rare treat with Lindsey Graham. And I know you know what I'm talking about. But I do want to talk a little bit. Senator Grassley mentioned there was a tweet that got out. Now I was with the president last night, and there was a tweet that got out, and it talked about the RFS and growing corn here in Iowa and how relentless I have been with the president. And yes, folks, you know, it's my job to be relentless when it comes to Iowa, and I will be. So I just, you know, on that conversation, I know Senator Grassley gets calls out of the blue from the president. I know Lindsey Graham gets calls out of the blue from the president. Well, on Tuesday night, I was out on a ruck march. So I have a rucksack, and I go out with friends and staffers, and whoever wants to come with me, we'll go out on the National Mall, and we do it to honor veterans. We do it to, you know, encourage camaraderie. So we were out on this ruck march, and the phone kept ringing. Then it would try again and ring. So we finally answered the phone, the cell phone, and it was the president. So, you know, I just didn't think he'd be calling me late on a Tuesday night. But he made the mistake of saying, "Hey, Joni, how are the farmers in Iowa?" And it gave me just the opening I needed. So we talked a little bit more about the RFS and that little switcheroo that Andrew Wheeler did to us when he went out to public comment. So, you know, it was really great to be able to have that conversation with the president. And then I was able to visit about a few other things that I wanted to talk to him about. But he is really great to work with, folks. And I cannot overstate that enough. He is great to work with. You know what? He talks to Senator Grassley. He's always talking to Lynn. You're golfing all the time. I love it. I love it. But Senator Graham is always bending the president's ear as well. And I am blessed to have that relationship too, where if the president has an issue or a concern, he can reach out to me, and I know that he's there for Iowa. So I am so blessed to be in that position, but to know others that are in that position as well. This is the most accessible president I think that we have probably ever had in United States history. God bless you, Donald J. Trump. And the fact that he is so willing to work with Congress and work with the people of the United States directly, you know, it does my heart good. I know that our country is in good hands. And he is truly a good man, and he does listen. And I am thankful that we've been able to work with him on behalf of Iowa farmers and Iowa industry. So, okay, enough about Donald J. Trump. Well, maybe not. We'll come back to that later. And I know that Lindsey Graham will address his relationship with the president as well. But a little bit about 2020, folks, and I'll try and be very brief. But as was stated earlier, we have some guests coming into Iowa. We're going to have Bernie Sanders and AOC here tomorrow. Lindsay's clapping because we know what kind of reception they're going to get. But we do think of what AOC and what Bernie Sanders represent. And it is taking us back in time, but not back in time here in the United States. They are taking us back in time to Soviet-era politics, where we had socialist propaganda, socialist ideals that were promoted. And you know what, folks? That's not what America was built on. Maybe some other countries have been built on that foundation, but certainly not the United States of America. And I'll share briefly with you my experience with a socialist country. And some of you have heard this before, but when I was a sophomore at Iowa State University, I had the opportunity to go on an agricultural exchange to the Soviet Union. And I was in Ukraine on a collective farm. And when we got the collective together in the evenings and we talked about the things that were important to them and the things important to us, again, it was an agricultural exchange. So what do you suppose the questions were about? The questions they were asking us, I thought maybe they'd ask me about hog farming. Maybe they would ask about, you know, how we cultivate beans, whatever it might happen to be. But it wasn't, folks. This was the Soviet Union, 1989. And what they were asking those of us young Iowa students was, what is it like to be free? And what is it like to be an American? Folks, they hungered so badly for our type of republic and for democracy. They wanted that so badly because they lived in a socialist country. And what do AOC and Bernie Sanders want to do with our country? They want to strip away the very values and freedoms that make our country great. I'm not willing to allow them to do that. Are you? Thank you. Thank you. So I will remind you, I'm up for election in 2020. If you didn't know that. And I tonight am standing in front of you as a humble servant of Iowa and of you. You have given me the great honor and privilege of serving you in the United States Senate. And I take that very seriously, folks. I do. And it truly is a privilege. And I'm asking for your support in 2020 to return me to the United States Senate so I can work on behalf of Iowa. So we have a lot of folks that are on the ticket this year, and they are going to need all of our love, our time, our treasure in getting over the finish line. But what we are seeing from the Democratic Party, again, goes against every ideal, every value that we have as the United States. And so I'm asking for your support to go out there, help however you can in whatever ways you can to get those candidates elected. It is that important to our country, that important to our country. So thank you all so very much. And now I am going to transition again to probably the best part of our evening, which is to share with you my dear friend, a great friend in the Senate, a gentleman that between Chuck Grassley and this gentleman, they have chaired the Judiciary Committee, and have helped the Trump administration put over 150 federal judges on the bench. Which is a great accomplishment, and we can't thank them enough for that. Now, my dear friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, also grew up in small towns in South Carolina, and he has also had a great love for our country and serving in the United States Air Force and then as a reserve officer while serving in our United States Congress. So I would love for all of you to give my dear friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, who I'm sure many of you will remember, gave such a moving speech on Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Right, folks? Thank you, Lindsey Graham. But for a man who loves God and loves country, and Senator Lindsey Graham, we love you too. So would you please welcome him to the stage? Thank you, everyone, so much. God bless you.